We got Rico Bands in the building. He's been doing music for a long, long time, representing Kansas City, Missouri. How y'all doing today?
I'm chilling, man. Laid back, you know, good Fridays.
Super laid back, y'all. You can check out his music right now at kprs.com. What made you submit your music for KC's Next?
Really, I just lately recreated myself. You know, I went to from a group to being a solo artist, now calling myself Rico Bands, which before I was Rico the Truth. So I just wanted to showcase what I've been working on. I got an EP coming soon, so I figured it'd be good promotion, and luckily y'all picked me.
All right, so EP coming soon. You know what date?
I'm thinking about dropping it August 16th, you know, 816.
That's what's up, representing for the town as always. And with that being said, you got any shout outs?
I shout out all my team, you know, Los, we got Dre, they in the booth with me right now, you know. Shout out Rome, he doing it real big right now. He out here with Roma Therapy, go check that out. Shout out J-Rod, we got a big team, everybody out here grinding.
Rico the Truth, you can follow him right now on Twitter, Rico the Truth, that's R-E-C-O and the Truth, and everything else brand consistent, so it's Rico Bands.
Rico Bands, RicoBands.com. Check me out, dropping new music. I got a new single coming out, Don't Spill It. Yeah, that's gonna be hot, man. Wake this town up with that.
Check that out right now at KPRS.com, or you can see him performing live this Sunday. That's one of your singles you can perform, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the other one?
I got this one called The One. It's released too. I think everybody gonna like it, you know.
All right, so we talking music. What kind of music? I know you're a rapper.
Yeah.
What kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
Well, I figure myself as a all-around artist, because to me, it's really all about the culture. I really do everything from videos to graphics to throw my own events, you know. So I try to be the full package all around, you know, kind of follow Jay-Z's blueprint or somebody like Ice Cube, try to do it real big.
What got you started doing music?
Well, I've been writing music probably about as long as I can remember. I always just like to write and write and write and write. And then finally, I touched the stage, probably like my first big show. I was 15. I opened up for Young Jock back when It's Going Down.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Hey, so Rico, how would you define your journey within doing this music?
I mean, I was with a group for a while. You know, we did a lot of work. That was like rap boot camp for me, you know. Breeze and Blaze, shout out to them too. I mean, we dropped a lot of music, and sometimes we just stayed in the studio for weeks just dropping. So from there, that's when I really sat back and felt like I had to learn the business, you know, the marketing side, because I knew I had it down as far as music and everything else like that. So my journey, I would just say I love the experience, you know what I mean?
Clearly, you just have a bunch of fun doing music.
Yeah, definitely. I just love the culture. Like I said, you know, if I'm not doing music, I'm definitely doing something like shooting somebody else's video, or, you know, I interned with Strange for a little bit doing videos for them. I worked behind the scene with the No K video. That was hot.
So what are some words that you can give us to explain this Sunday's performance?
If I could put it in one word, I would say hopefully amazing. You know, I'm trying to make it where it's a real show and it's not just, you know, an artist jumping around, you know, because we get a lot of that in Kansas City. I mean, not down to nobody, but try to put more into it.
It's going to be a little theatrical, maybe?
Yeah, I didn't want to use that word, but definitely.
Have you got a chance to check out your competition?
Yeah, I did check into a bunch of them, actually. You know, I had to do my research, and I like a lot of their music. You know, I'm excited to meet them and network, and maybe in the future, you know, do some songs with them and continue on with it.
All right, on a scale from 1 to 10, after listening to your competition, 10 being the closest, how close are you to becoming KC's Next?
Well, I would say I'm in there, you know. I mean, I'm a pretty confident artist, so my style is different from everybody else's on there, so hopefully I'm just the style that they stick to the most.
Rico Bands, follow him right now on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. Dude's got everything. He's not playing.
Not playing. It's Rico Bands, RicoBands.com, everywhere. You know what I mean? That's R-E-C-O too, not with an I. And check us out tonight. We at Boulevard Nights. My boy Romy Rome got a release party, you know, for his new single, Good Times, featuring Crystal Clayton.
All right. There you have it. Rico the Truth. That's where he is on Twitter. See him live in person this Sunday, 18th and Vine. Doors open at 5:00. Come out, represent for your local artist, your local talent. But let's see who's taking it worldwide, right?
Come out, we lit. Just make sure you look up MMW. Stay tuned on all our latest parties. You know, we keep everything coming. We got something real, real big coming real soon that we're gonna announce. So check out Mark My Words Entertainment. Stay up on it.
I'm not gonna let you go too far, Carlos. I have a question for you. No, because I do know y'all do a lot of work out here. Y'all work together. You real close to this man. So if anybody knows, you know, why should he be KC's next?
You know, Rico bring a different style. We always around a lot of artists in Kansas City. And when we go out performing, you know, Rico already been on a big stage when it comes to Migos, opened up for Boosie, Kevin Gates, you know, a lot of people. So it comes real natural to him. When we go places, it's easy. He put out the positive vibes that people attract. So when, you know, we on stage and he do music, people still, they feel them vibes. So, you know, Rico a dope person, a dope artist.
Yeah, let's get it in.
That's what's up. Anything else y'all want to add?
Mark my words, entertainment.
Check out my homeboy Dre. We got the boxing league too. You know, we do it for the kids.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Tell them about it, Dre.
At the Greg Kleisch Community Center. We a branch off of Kansas City Golden Gloves, but we are the Quickster Boxing Club. We teach classes Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. Go ahead and bring any kids down there, young adults, grown-ups. We teach them all.
The next Floyd Mayweather's coming from Kansas City. Mark my words.
So we do it all, man. Try to do a little bit of everything.
Man, y'all already know these dudes. I don't even know why we playing. But congratulations to you. God bless your performance this Sunday. I'm super excited to see what you bring into the contest and how everybody else may or may not, you know, take that title. We'll find out this Sunday. Hopefully y'all come on out and check out his music now at kprs.com.